Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And the inbound goes to Austin Reeves across the timeline, and there's the horn in Los Angeles. Denver wins game number three, a decisive 3-0 lead. The final tonight, 112-105.
Another double-digit blown lead for the LA Lakers, and they have now lost 11 straight to Denver, and they're about to get swept for the second straight year. Good morning, Metroplex. It's a football Friday, but we got to touch on everything else that happened in the world of sports last night and hook you up with our final Texas Ranger 4-pack during the commercial-free expressway that starts at 7:20. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt.
How much time has to be left on the clock for you to feel comfortable being up 10 against the Nuggets?
How much time to be left on the clock? Oh, I think a minute. I know. I think a minute.
That's it?
Yeah.
You can't go to two?
Nah, I can't go to three?
Nah, honestly, like, I want to say, I'll say like 90 seconds. If there's 90 seconds, if there's 2 minutes left, that's too much time for, you know, somebody to come down the court, knock down a three, get a stop, and then knock down another three, and all of a sudden it's four with a minute left. So, and they have the capacity to do it. But, man, this is just a double-digit lead. I know we read that article earlier in the year where NBA players were talking about 12 or 20 is the new 12 in terms of how big a lead is in the NBA. But, man, it's like 20 is the new 5 with Denver. That team is just, there is no break in them. There is no, they do not blink when they get down big. They're just steady. It's like, yeah, it's going to come around. This will all work itself out. We're going to get back in this game and ultimately win it. And they do time after time after time.
Philadelphia stayed around the series and B dropped 50 while talking about the left side of his face freezing up from
Bell's palsy.
Bell's palsy.
Yeah, which is, I, you know, the other night when he had his head down. Did you see that clip of him with his head down?
Yes, in the locker room?
At the time, I was like, he's just that devastated. It makes me wonder if it's just that's why he had his head down.
Because Charles was like, pick your head up, man. You're the leader. Be like, we're fine. They did what they're supposed to do. And there's been
great
some.
Great, Charles. Great job. You're telling you hold your head up and you find out this. What a jerk. You are not a role model. I agree.
There's, on the Franklin Winter attorney's fan text, people were saying that about that. What they had, they had a buddy had Bell's palsy. He had to glue his eyes shut at night.
What?
To sleep.
Oh, my God.
That was what the fan text said. Could be complete BS, but.
But, of course, we are aiming at tonight, 7 o'clock, game 3 at the AAC. Clips at Mavericks. The Mavs are favored by 4.5. Bob, what's going on with Gafford?
Ooh, it's looking a little bit iffy if Daniel Gafford is going to be able to play in this game. He missed practice on Thursday. Status is up in the air. Here's the thing is that, to me, so far in this series, he's gotten hurt in both games. But when you've watched it, and he owned up to this a little bit, it has felt like, okay, maybe the moment has been a little big for him. Like you're talking about a guy who doesn't have a bunch of playoff experience, is still a relatively young player, and is maybe kind of getting his first taste of it. So he's not been the same player these first couple games of the series. The silver lining, ultimately, I think clearly they're a better team with Gafford in the lineup. You wouldn't want to have him off the court, but to me, the silver lining here is the fact that Derek Lively has really stepped up. The moment has not seemed too big for Derek Lively, and that's, you know, coming off of an injury and coming off of the news of his mother dying. And he has just been it. Jason Kidd, it feels like, is always very hesitant to give rookies heavy rotational minutes, and that's been the case at times with Derek Lively this year. I think that if there's a silver line, it's that you've seen Lively step up, and Kidd is going to have to lean on him, and I trust that he's going to step up and be a factor at this point. Because right now, at least in this series from what we've seen through two games, I have more trust in Derek Lively playing a good game right now than I do Daniel Gafford, even if they're both healthy.
I do too. 877-881-1053 is the Franklin LaFranco injury attorney text line. Last night, nothing that interesting in the NHL. Florida and Carolina are about to sweep. But, Choppy, you are following something interesting with a Dallas Stars fan as we get set for Game 3 tomorrow night in Vegas.
Yeah, I saw this was sent to me by my boy Cody, and he said, he goes, I missed
Cody
this.
Cody sent you this and the boxers?
And the different Cody.
Oh.
And actually, I was also sent initially, and I hadn't seen it yet, our guy Nick, who's a Vegas fan, we went out. He got us the seats that that Bobby sat in for 11 minutes.
Yep. Boy, I didn't feel worthy.
So he's a Vegas fan. He lives out in Vegas, and he said I hadn't seen this one, but this was Paul Bissonnette on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast. Now, a little backstory here: the Stars have a fan. It's called Glassbang Guy. All right.
Who nicknamed him? Same people that did Evan Carter? Glassbang Guy.
Yeah.
We can't come up with anything else.
That's the era we live in. We look at the action and we go, that's your nickname. We're just going to call you that.
So his real name is Nick Marok. And I mean, he follows all of us on social media. Everything I've heard is he's a great dude. He knows everybody that sits around him, but he sits right there on the glass and he's got a sign. So they basically don't want him to bang on the glass anymore. So now he just brings the sign and he holds the sign up and says, bang. And initially, he had a sign that said LTIR, long-term IR, which is kind of a shot at Vegas for what they're kind of skirting the salary cap with. But from what I've heard, they made him take that down, whatever. So the Spit and Chicken Spot, Paul Bissonnette, Biz Nasty is his nickname.
That's a nickname.
That's a nickname. And, you know, that's kind of what he was when he was in the league. He went after Glassbang Guy on the podcast.
A lot of pressure on our boy, the glass banger, going into game two at home. This is bringing so much bad juju to the lower bowl there. Yeah. That could be part of the reason why Ottinger's off. He is making a fuss about the fact that he can't hold up his LTIR sign. So that's the bang sign he holds. And then he bangs the glass and he's annoying all game long. So he thinks he's helping the team by making it all about himself. And everyone who has season tickets hates this guy's guts. He's threatening them online, saying that he'll beat them up on the concourse because they don't like the fact that he's taking away from the play. This is 10 times worse, in my opinion, than the grown-up guy who brings a ball glove to the park. Glassbanger is 10 times worse than this guy. If they go down 0-2, I think that Jim Nill and coaching staff and the organization needs to release a statement and ban this guy from banging on the glass.
Dallas could be in the Cup Finals. Game 7 in Dallas, and all six games could have been 4-3 in overtime. The greatest series of all time. And someone is like, hey, I got tickets to Game 7. Want to go? Yeah, I'm in. Well, my seats are right next to Glassbanger, I'd say. Sorry, bud.
I'm going to Buffalo Wild Wings for this one.
These poor people in this section spending big time money on tickets have to deal with this clown is just nightmare fuel.
They went at him. They went at him on this podcast.
So who it's the Stars who have stepped in and tried to stop him, or who is it? Is it
it's fuzzy.
Is it
there's
the arena?
There's not a lot
is
of
it Mark
out
Pope?
There. It's not Mark Pope. The Kentucky coach who made the Longhorn fan or the BYU students take down the horns down shirts.
Hey, we take the high road over here.
It's a he said she said. Like some people say, the Stars are making them take down the sign. Others are saying no. There are people that I know who have season tickets that say we love this guy. The guy's great. Like he knows everybody in his section. And obviously, Spittin' Chicklets is saying something different. But that's the Stars Glassbang dude.
Game 3 tomorrow night in Vegas. Let's talk about some of the other draft picks before we have our final Rangers ticket giveaway of the week to say thank you for you turning it on, leaving it on, watching on Twitch, YouTube, and the fan cam. How about Sean Payton? Was this a stunner? This thing went viral. Bo Nix at 12 to the Denver Broncos, and I turned to Bassick and I said, maybe I was wrong about wanting Sean Payton here. I don't know. Bob?
You know what was funny to me is that
Zach Wilson and Bo Nix in Denver.
Man, that is, it's, this is why they say in small businesses, like in small circles, don't burn bridges. Because the New York Jets, you think when Sean Payton called and was like, no, give us the pick, not Minnesota, do you think they're like, okay, hold on, Sean, we're going to hand the phone to Nathaniel Hackett and let him decide if we should give the pick to you or if we should give it to Minnesota? I mean, it's just, ultimately, they lose out on J.J. McCarthy. We know that's who they were. To me, there is a severe drop to Bo Nix. Bo Nix is, Nick Harris from DallasCowboys.com said it last night, I think, that has got to be the most underwhelming quarterback room in the NFL right now. Like, Bo Nix is the most, of the quarterbacks in the draft. Then you've got DiNucci and Zach Wilson and Jarrett Stidham. Shout out to Meat Church. No disrespect, Matt Pittman. But you've got just a group of guys. The stat the other day was Zach Wilson has the most wins in Denver Stadium of any of the quarterbacks on the roster.
Yes.
Yeah. That's that was awful. Insane. But Bo Nix is just, I don't, to me, it's like, when you get wiped like that, don't just say, that's drafting to need. Well, I'll take Bo Nix at 12. No, move back or just drop it at that point.
And Choppy, this made it like all offense and all quarterbacks setting draft history.
Oh, I had a sports renob when this pick was made. Big time. Big time. I loved it. I love the pick. I don't like the player. I don't think Bo Nix is any good. But when you don't have a quarterback, your only job is to find one. And by any means necessary. So I am all down with the process of taking this pick. I get it. I don't like Bo Nix. I think Bo Nix is, I mean, he's easily, to me, the sixth quarterback of the six. Like, it's easy. And I think it's a gap. But, I mean, what do you, like, you don't have a quarterback. You have to. You have to do it. You have to just take a shot at the upside and have faith that your system. I think.
Man, but is there upside there? And we're talking about a draft that through 11 picks, you could have had quarterback six or whatever, or you could have literally any defensive player in this draft you wanted.
Right, but that, like, again, like, there, you need to find a quarterback, and there's a greater chance if the quarterback hits that you hit, and as opposed to the defensive player. So, I mean, that's just a philosophical thing. I get it. I understand the dissension.
I think there's a much better shot that Zach Wilson figures it out than Bo Nix hits.
Wow.
And I don't think Zach Wilson's going to figure it out, but I think there's a better chance of that.
I'll tell you this. The person down bad most from last night in the draft is this man right here.
Me?
That is the one place you did not want J.J. McCarthy going. If you want to win that bet.
To succeed with, like, current weapons.
Yeah.
J.J. McCarthy.
Good coach.
Vikings trade up to 10. It did worry me a little bit that my guy, the head coach there, what's his name?
Kevin O'Connell. KOC, we call him.
I think this solidified. He's going to have the best career of anybody in this draft. That solidified it last night, that pick. They're going to make it so user-friendly for him next year.
There are problems with J.J. McCarthy's game, but there are so many things. Like, if you tell me out of the top six, and I know, Chop, you don't love these sorts of talking points, but to me, the intangibles and the moxie and the toughness and stuff like that, that's more important at the quarterback position than it is any other position on the field. And out of the top six quarterbacks, who is the most field general-like? Oh, yeah. It's J.J. McCarthy. Who's the toughest? It's J.J. McCarthy. Who has, like, no fear of the middle of the field while also not being reckless like Drake May, it's J.J. McCarthy. Like, to me, there are a lot of things to really like about him. There are limitations physically, but if you can put him in the right system and everything else, he'll succeed. He'll be better than Jaden Daniels.
Ooh, okay. I love the hot takes everywhere. It's Sean, RJ, and Roberto. We got Peyton and Rai Rai in the back here on DFW Sports Station. Was there something else that really jumped out to you, Choppy? For better or worse, from round one, before you get back to the Cowboys?
With the draft, yeah, the Jets, I thought, made a rare smart deal. They traded down. That was Minnesota, right?
Yep.
They pick up a 4 and a 5. They move down one slot, and they knew that Minnesota was trading up for a quarterback, so they're still going to be able to get their guy. That was a smart pick. And I'll tell you, I think Buffalo really screwed up. You're going to make a trade with the one team you're chasing that you can't get over, knowing that they're going to take a Tyreek Hill starter kit. All right. Okay. Go ahead, man. Like that, I didn't get that at all.
That was to me, like once we got down near the back end of the draft, that was the easiest pick to project was like, yeah, Chiefs are going to go get Worthy at this point. Like that just makes too much sense. But
to I will say, with Buffalo,
I don't love it. Like one of the theories we wondered about is Buffalo like moving back, like they jump back a pick, let go of the fifth year option, everything else. They're jumping back and like, it's like, okay, what was the point of doing that? We were talking about on the show last night is like, are they potentially stockpiling capital because they're about to make a move with San Francisco? Do they want to go get Ayuk or Samuel to replace what they lost with Stephon Diggs?
What did the Cowboys like about their newest player? Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones explain. Plus, our final Rangers ticket giveaway of the week for you being a Tolo. Next on your home of the Cowboys and the World Series champs.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the commercial-free expressway here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. So what reaction have you all seen from last night to this morning on the fan text over the Cowboys' newest player and the pick and the plan with Tyler Guyton?
Oh, there's a lot of people mad over that they didn't take Grant Barton. But it's funny. It's pretty.
But that's really because of you all. And it's a credit, too. It's not a blame. No one gives a freaking crap about centers ever. Ever. Period. The Travis Frederick thing, everyone freaked out. But because of y'all's homework and your love for the player, that's good. That you had Tolos obsessed with it. But everyone always loves it. That's why I didn't understand any negativity last night, because everyone loves a trade down.
Yeah.
Everyone loves a trade down. They did it, and there's still people like on my social media like, bust, awful, yeah. Terrible,
they don't
miserable.
Like, they don't like the Guyton pick. And I understand if you don't like the player. That's fine. First of all, you're not qualified to not like the player.
Oh, my.
None of us are. We don't know. None of us know. None of us are qualified to not like
again,
the player.
I mean, they've shown a track record of picking offensive linemen pretty well.
No. I'm not talking about them.
Yeah, he's talking about
I'm
us.
Talking about us. Nobody listening, nobody talking right now, me, we're not qualified to not like the player.
And by the way, their hit rate is going to be 50-52.
Right.
So they can
not
be
on offensive line, though. No, on offensive line, it's been about 80%.
Yeah. So, like, you don't like the player? Fine, don't like the player. Nobody can argue with the plan. You can't argue with walking into a draft and having three top 100 picks and still getting the position and tier of player you were looking for and now walking away with four top 100 picks.
I swear, it's funny.
Barton is Dermoni Dawson.
We made it Dermoni Dawson, yeah. Ray Donaldson, maybe. We had the last night, I swear, I think we went to the stream. Zach forgot, like, we still are on the stream. We're not just...
Like you did with your hot mic moment.
That was not a hot mic thing. And I did not forget the show was over. And so, but I was exactly what I said at 6 a.m. this morning. But we were... I swear Zach forgot for a sec because he came, like, it was right after the Grant Barton pick. And, like, he goes just, like, sits back and goes, like, the hell are we doing, man? And, like, he says he knew. He was just, like... kind of, oh, I'm just like kind of depleted her. But like he did seem like he forgot for a second. Like, hey, Zach.
Well, he should say that on air.
No, I know. It was more just the like, he was like, I quit. It was like ready to walk out or whatever. He was worked up. But ultimately, I think he came around to the idea. Because to me, I look at it as you can like Graham Barton. But again, if you trust the way the Cowboys have evaluated offensive line, if they were comfortable enough to say, the extra pick and Guyton is better to us than potentially losing Graham Barton, then to me, it's like that I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
That means they had them graded close enough that they weren't worried about it.
It's like a lot of people didn't like the Tyler Smith pick. That's turned out okay. I distinctly remember nobody liking the Travis Frederick pick.
Yep.
Not a single person.
Yep.
Nobody liked it. He came on with us that day and said, oh, I thought it was going in the third round. It's like, oh, wow, we took him at 30. Cool.
Yeah.
We like Tyron. We like Zach Martin. But I do believe
Mozzie, we love because they finally got a three technique.
It's, you know, like they're Graham Barton.
Was he a three or a one?
He ended up being a three because of his size. Yeah. He was a one, but I mean, he
lost all the weight and his locker.
Everybody is saying, why didn't you just take Graham Barton? Yada, yada, yada. It's the same philosophy looking at Detroit in the playoffs. Why didn't you just take the points? Because the points aren't guaranteed. And Graham Barton's not guaranteed to be a good player. It's a 50-50. And so is this guy. So if you're going to tell me that I have a coin flip in three top 100 picks, or I have a coin flip in four, I'll take the coin flip in four.
Mike McCarthy, how is the run game going to improve with the big fella?
Well, Michael, we like to get him through rookie orientation first before we put the pressure on him. But about our run game, no, he'll do great in the run game. Because I mean, I think just like anything, you know, our schemes fit our players, and I think that's why it's important. You know, the staff takes, you know, January, February, and March. You know, we've gone through this now, and now we're concept teaching with the players that are here. But I've done it every year. There's players that you're going to acquire in the draft that you got to make sure that there's a place for them. And if you need to tweak anything, you do. So we got a number of picks left, and you know, whatever we got to tweak and adjust, we will. But I think he'll be able to do everything we ask of him here.
Did Gelkin just ask him, how does he affect the run game?
Answer the damn question, Mike. God.
Like Gelkin asked the stupid question. If that was the question, like how does he affect the run game? Well, we got to get him through orientation. Still, he's got to see the weight room first before I can answer that.
It's like whenever you guys had asked. It's like when you ask about like, hey, is Terrence Steele going to be ready to go? I remember 21, sometime in 2021. Hey, is Terrence Steele going to be ready to go? He goes, well, I don't think I'm just going to reveal the whole game plan to you here on the radio on a Friday. And it's just like, can you answer the question? You are supposed to talk about fit. You are supposed to be here to like explain why you like the player. If you need to get through orientation before you figure out what this player can do for you, you picked the wrong player, Mike.
Let's see if Jerry's willing to say
God
a little bit more.
Position flex is a great trait. Position flex, many positions. But a left tackle needs to really be able to get man in terms of sliding his feet and have that length on those arms to do the protection. Most offensive linemen relish getting to run block. That's when you get to give it out. It is the skill of keeping them off that quarterback, and this guy has those long arms and that basketball type fluidness and those being able to shuffle that feet out here. It's a sexy pick.
It's a sexy pick. Okay, so now we think Tyler Smith is going to definitely be left guard, but we don't know
maybe.
If. Yeah, go maybe ahead.
He's right. I'm saying I don't know. Like
Archer said that.
I know, and that's the assumption right now. But I'm just saying that there was a lot of assumptions about Tyler Smith was supposed to start when he got here, and then we showed up to training camp. We were like, why is Connor McGovern getting all the snaps? Why will they not just let Tyler Smith start? And he only started. You talk to people back then, Joe Philbin had said, I'm not going to trust a rookie. He had to because Tyron Smith got hurt. He had no choice. But I understand it's the expectation. I would not be surprised if they determine, hey, Tyler's still a little raw, Tyler Guyton, and we're working on some things. We're trying to get him ready. If they start the year, I would not be surprised if the year starts with Tyler Smith at left tackle, TJ Bass at left guard, Brock Hoffman at center. because I think that Mike Solari believes all three of those guys can start there.
What did we think about what the great Howie Roseman did last night at 22, getting the corner out of Toledo? Man, these DNs and corners, what happened to that? What happened to a premium position and love for those spots?
Yeah, I'm the wrong guy to ask about thinking like Quinyon Mitchell is like awesome.
Oh, he doesn't like Maction. I mean, like Maction.
No, he's fine. But to me, like, the instincts to me are not great with Quinyon Mitchell. Like, I feel like, and I feel like that's going to get exposed when you do step up from the Maction, when you get up to another level. It's, there are times where he doesn't totally trust himself, it feels like. It feels like he's just a little hesitant. Feels like he's got to play off all the time. He can't get up and press man because it's all happening too fast for him. So, like, it's like he's got to play off and be able to see it and process it. I just don't know that I love his processing, his ability to read, react, and do those sorts of things. He's a talented player. There's a lot of things to like about him. He's really good in zone. I think he's good at recognizing, you know, how to play the quarterback and things like that. It's just, it doesn't happen quickly. One of the things we always talk about with Diggs, some say gambling, but like Diggs is anticipating something and goes and shoots and reacts to it. Quinyon Mitchell to me is just, he's got to see it for a second, feel comfortable with it, and then react. And that is just a dangerous thing to have a corner. So this did not break my heart at all. The pick yesterday from the NFC East that most concerned me was Malik Nabers going to the Giants, more than Jaden Daniels to the Commanders or Quinyon Mitchell to the Eagles.
What else did you love or hate overall from yesterday? Amarius Mims, someone we talked about here, went 18 to the Bengals. We had Jordan Morgan. We were talking about him in a commercial break, 25 to the Green Bay Packers, as I had a Green Bay Tolo at our Dallas Pluckers last night. And then why the San Francisco 49ers trending?
Yeah, well, the San Francisco 49ers are trending because they want to purge their receivers, which, by the way, I mean, we got, what, we're 2 hours into the show. We haven't even mentioned the leaf that fell yesterday before the draft.
Yeah.
And that's especially relevant. A.J. Brown getting a new deal, $32 million a year. It's especially relevant because A.J. Brown's agent, Torrey Dandy. CeeDee Lamb's agent, Torrey Dandy. So Torrey Dandy's going to walk into these negotiations with the Cowboys and say, I know exactly how the Eagles were just talking about A.J. Brown, and I've got all the structure. I just negotiated this deal. Here's the framework, but you need to get CD up to a certain dollar figure here.
So do we think that that's a match? Is that an AJ match?
I think we know
CD's over Amon-Ra. Is this a definite over AJ, and by how much? And does this benefit Jerry's leaf at all with the Eagle deal?
Well, didn't we think, we thought Jefferson, you said Jefferson was going to get 37?
Yeah, ultimately I think he could get 36, 37.
I think 32 is where it comes in. I think this is a good framework.
But do we need to figure out who to blame. It's a guess. Are we blaming Lamb for the holdup or the Cowboys for the holdup? Is Lamb waiting for Jefferson to get 37? Because if that's the case, then we don't need to be killing the Cowboys.
I think Jefferson is waiting more than anybody else. I think Jefferson goes, show me the floor because I need to be above everybody.
Right, and that's the thing. You know, in baseball, it's like they wait for the top guy. And in football, they're kind of waiting to leapfrog everybody else. So it's a little bit different of a structure. I think the fact that it's the same agent, maybe both parties were just kind of waiting. Like the Eagles did the same thing. You know, they did the same thing with AJ. They didn't sign him when they could have signed him.
Like if AJ gets 32, Lamb should get what?
I would say about 32. I mean, they're the same. They're a very similar player.
Man, I'd probably say
maybe CD a little bit more.
It's really different. Yeah. You got to remember too. Like he was in what year? He's played 2 years on a 4-year deal. So this is a 3-year extension. This turns into a 5-year contract that AJ Brown's on. Like it's a different structure than you're talking about with CD, who is still on his rookie deal and entering a fifth-year option. It's like you're basically looking at giving all new money at this point.
Yeah.
You're not even getting the benefit of the extension. See, that's what teams do. They go, we have 2 years left on the contract. Let's get some extension years done and spread out the cap hit and massage it a little bit. The Cowboys wait until it gets to the very end, and it has screwed them routinely.
What's going on with the Carolina Panthers with these Dave Canales stories?
Oh, with sharp teeth and claws.
Is he taking down all the pictures, all the history in Carolina?
No.
Mike McDonald?
Deontay Johnson.
No, he's putting up all his favorite adult film photos
from
his book. he wrote about that. I'm not exposing.
Canales is, you know, he was Tampa's OC. He's the new coach of Carolina. And Yeah, which one do we want first? We want the canal, the Deontay Johnson, or we want the Canales clip on?
So the lying.
The lying. Okay, so Dave Canales is just a liar. He says, he admits he lied to everybody that he had in, every draft prospect.
I saw the video of Leggett saying that he's met with you guys four or five times, and you guys have told him if he's there at 33, you're taking him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was, I mean, it was a great conversation. You know, I definitely said that to him and about 50 other guys, you know, like, man, so we take you at 33. It's actually a lead-in question. So when we draft you at 33, what happens now? And then there's a bunch of questions that happen after that, you know? So, part of the process.
I don't have a problem with this.
I don't either. And the blogs are like, this is dishonest. Like, you're starting your relationship with these players off with a lie. And
because
I'm like,
they didn't pay attention to the phrasing of it.
Because they didn't pay attention to the phrasing
because
of it.
Because people are stupid.
People are morons.
And they can't read or listen.
No, they
or
can't.
Or comprehend.
And this is like, okay, like this is there's nothing wrong with this. All he's doing, and by the way, if there is any generation of people that...
See, this is why that was so important to pull that audio, because just reading that, I thought Canales said,
yeah,
if you're there, we're taking you.
Yeah, not
and
a
he was just
in,
lying to them. No. Not, all right, so we hire you, and 5 years from now, what does our show look
yeah,
like?
But,
what's
but,
our company
but,
look
yeah,
like?
He also wants to know, like, when we draft you 33, what's the next step? He wants them to say, I'll be in the building tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. Right? That's what he's looking for.
Yeah.
And all this is like, and by the way, if there's any generation that is capable of handling this, it's the great Gen Z, because they are saving America because they don't believe in company loyalty. And all Dave Canales is doing here is showing these kids, hey, this is a business. You're going to get lied to. You better learn it quick today. And Gen Z already knows that, because this is the same video I saw a couple weeks ago where the guy was asked to be at a meeting at 8 in the morning the next day. And he's like, nope, can't. Got a workout class. Can't go to it.
And was it Mike Bassick?
It wasn't Mike Bassick. But he was like, yeah, if you give me a week, you know, fine. But I'm not going to change my day for you. And that's Gen Z. And I love it.
Did Gen Z get our non-competes canceled?
Yes, 100%.
No, they did not.
Gen Z's doing everything. Everything good. 4-day work week, Gen Z. Contracts canceled, Gen Z.
Gen Z doesn't have a job that would require a non-compete. Stop it. No, you know what
they
his answer is?
They probably got a TikTok ban, too.
Yeah, first off, it's like the, when you are named Miss America, what will you do for the
show?
That's the type of question he's asking.
Right.
And he was very clear about that. But honestly, the answer should have been back, not you know, oh, I'll be in there working tomorrow. He should have to be like, well, coach, I can't tell you how I'm going to impact anything until I get through orientation, because we can't know how I'm going to contribute to the team until I get through orientation.
Gosh.
And then Deontay Johnson.
And then Deontay Johnson, the wide receiver, he went to dinner with a bunch of players, and I guess he had no idea who Dave Canales was.
Because Dave, he was cool. To be honest, at first I didn't know he was the head coach when I went out to dinner with him. But I'm like, because he was just talking like, this his energy he brings, and then when I after the dinner, I'm like, somebody told me he was the head coach. I'm like, oh, I was so surprised. Like, but other than that, like, I love his energy. So like I said, I'm excited to play for him.
Is that
real? But right? How do you get set up? Like, you don't know who you're going to dinner with?
I don't know.
Like, you're an NFL player. You're a millionaire. Yeah. It's like, you guys throwing me together for a random dinner.
Right.
He's got to be, like, it's got to be he's. Not necessarily doing a bit. It's more like he's leaning into the concept of, that's how relaxed this guy is. That's how, like, person to person, like, puts you on the same level. He doesn't act like a head coach who's talking down to you and has you on a pedestal. Like, he acted like a normal person to the point where I didn't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Even realize he was the coach. Like, I wonder if he's just kind of leaning into the analogy more than anything else.
All right, let's get you set up for day two at 8 o'clock this morning here on Sean and RJ. Bobby and Choppy will take you through all the different prospects and the needs. Right now, we want to thank you. I already see the phone lines lighting up. You know what's coming. Our way to thank you for being a Tolo.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Caller number 10 right now at 877-881-1053 wins a four-pack of tickets to see your World Series champion Texas Rangers take on the Washington Nationals on May 1st. And you'll want to get the early Tolos because the first 15,000 fans in the gate will also receive a Nathan Eovaldi replica postseason jersey presented by Nolan Ryan Beef. And it's also Dollar Hot Dog Night at the ballpark. Get tickets and info now at rangers.com/tickets. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
And didn't TC send out concert tickets? He seemed very excited about what is coming up next week. Did any of you guys seen it?
Yeah, it was it's Stone Temple Pilots,
Stone
isn't it?
Stone Temple Pilots.
I guess I should have like double checked before I just said it was that, but
that's
STP.
Yep. So that's next week.
That's next week. Right now, let's clean up the week with the junk drawer.
Did you know that Benjamin Franklin invented the junk drawer?
Junk it!
And let's take it right to the junk drawer with unread emails, Ralph.
Man,
I love this.
How about this? I have a ton of unread emails. How many do you have?
You're a bad company email reader.
Yes.
Now, do you always check them on your phone?
I don't have the company email on my phone.
No, but like your other personal
email. So on my personal email account, I have 14,319 unread emails.
14,000?
On my work email account, I have 16,640 unread emails.
So you have 30,000.
I have 30,000 unread emails.
Okay. Does this number next to my inbox, the amount of unread, I think I'm only at 21.
21?
Yeah, 21. Can you do something for me?
21 unread emails. That's it.
Yeah, I'm trying to. So the problem is when I look at the Odyssey one on my phone, it just says 99 plus. Yeah. So I'm trying to look at it on the desktop. But I know on my personal email, it is 16,650. And at one of my other gigs,
You guys don't just go through your email like three times a day?
No.
Just bring it up and see if there's something important?
My other job, it's 27,314.
Gosh.
Oh, yeah. And on my junk email, it's 24,700.
Well, let me ask a more important question. When's the last time you got burned by not getting or reading an email?
Very simple.
I mean, you got really burned.
This year. Well, I actually, it was 2023. The boss, the Gavin Spittle of BetQL,
yeah,
emailed me, asked him if I wanted to go and do the BetQL thing for the next year. For this year. And I never saw we were in Oxnard. And I never saw the email, so they just started without me. And then I texted the show from the previous year. I was like, hey, are we doing a show this year? I guess not. And they're like, yeah, we already started. And I was like, really? So I wound up texting the guy, the boss, and I was like, it was Andrew. I was like, Andrew, man, I must have missed your email.
I'm sorry. Catch Cowboys camp.
See, I was like, I'm sorry, man. You got room for me? And he's like, yeah, of course. So
you are the reason for per my last email. It's you right there, because they need to make sure that you actually did see the email. I've gotten burned. I got burned a couple weeks ago because I didn't see something and be creative in time. And I got
doing a commercial.
About it. Yeah. I didn't get something loaded in time. So the problem is I also have six different accounts for just different stuff. Yeah. Like I've got one that's my old email. I've got a work email. I've got another Gmail account that I use separate for draft stuff. And there's another one that I use just for drive space and cloud storage and things like that. So if I will have email notifications all over my phone. It'll be from six different accounts and all stacked up and they muddy, and I'm going to have to just start taking notifications off from some.
But hey, how are you with emails real quick?
Oh, as soon as I see it, unless I need it for another week or whatever, I delete it immediately. No unread emails. But my girlfriend Mackenzie, I checked hers, 30,000.
I'm not surprised you check her emails.
Exactly. Pause.
Yeah. Why'd you check her emails?
Why'd you check her emails?
Because the notification pops up on her screen. She says, oh, look, because it has all the numbers by it. I wasn't checking her phone.
Just her location.
But it was on her phone.
Yeah.
So her notification pops up.
Like, it has the Gmail app, and then it shows how many unread emails you have. And so I saw that number.
Okay.
You're trying to catch me, Sean. I got her location.
So,
but
by the way, what ended up happening with Los Hombres and the Vegas hotel rooms? Did they hear us talking about it?
Oh, yeah. They were listening.
Are they ticked?
Yeah. They said, screw you, Sean.
That's why they don't invite us to their gatherings, because we talk about what a collection of dumbasses they are.
Gathering of the
What Hombres. A great collab it would be, though, once we all get together. I think it's got to happen now.
So, what hotel are you staying in? You giving in and paying more?
It's Caesars, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they already booked it. It's over. Booked it.
Okay.
So they're saying that email anxiety, this is people who have just, you know, a lot of unread emails in their account.
Here's your stupid generation continuing to just ruin things.
Is one of the biggest things that people have problems with at work, especially young people who first come into the workforce. They get overwhelmed with, like, getting to work and then having all these emails. It's like, that's kind of the job, right? And that's why, like, study you'll see will show, get to work 30 minutes early and just focus on emails. Like, just take care of your email inbox, and then you'll be caught up for the entire day.
Do people not do this throughout the day? Like, when I leave here, I'm looking at my email still.
Oh, I look at it. Yeah, absolutely. Now, like, the work email, it's something different.
Yeah. I don't check that until maybe at night, maybe the next morning.
Yeah.
But my personal email, I'm like, I'm looking at it.
Yeah. My thing is, I just only look at the important. I don't ever click on, I'll just show you, like, I don't ever click on all these. I know they're junk mail. Yeah. So that's where all my unread stuff is.
Part of the problem with mine,
and Bobby's
too,
emails, I don't click on it.
Is, I, like, years ago, a decade ago, I had my work email went down, and over the course of a week, like, the email wasn't back up, and I had to start using that email for all the different press releases and mailing lists and things like that I had to do. And so I basically had to transfer all the automated work email I get over to there, and it's never been transferred back. So I get polluted still with, like, congressional press releases from, like, press directors or whatever in, like, a congressman's office. And so that tends to kind of make my eyes glaze over a little bit, and I probably miss stuff.
Choppy, how is the new generation responding to the TikTok ban?
Oh, they're not happy. They are not happy. The greatest generation in American history, Gen Z, not the ones that fought World War II or anything. Gen Z. They are not happy with it. They are now calling themselves digital refugees, Sean. And
digital refugees.
Yes. They will snub. They are not going to, they have said, we are not going to Instagram. So all these people make money off TikTok. And there's a lot. That's a problem. Like, there's a lot of people whose entire lives are based off earning money from TikTok. They're like, we're not going to Instagram. It's too polished. We're not going to do that. We need something that's more rebellious. More rebellious like TikTok. They're not taking it well at all. They're calling this, you know, they say posting on Instagram is, quote, a humiliation ritual.
yeah. How do you like these people, Job? How are you like, these are my people?
There are some things I like about them. Listen, they are going to get us a four-day work week. Okay, that's it. That's what I like about them. They're going to get us a four-day work week, and they are thumbing their nose at the man. That's what they're doing.
You, Mr. Toxic Masculinity.
Yeah.
You, Mr. Yeah. Like, tough it out, rub some dirt on it, like that person. You're the one who, like, you know.
Listen,
like,
they're not perfect. They're my people. They're not perfect. You know, I have to like them. My son's a Gen Zer. I have to like them.
No, you have to love them. You don't have to like them.
My youngest one's a Gen Alpha, though. And trust me, they are not Alpha.
Didn't know that was even a thing, Gen Alpha. Okay, Sean, you want the, let me pull this up here. We got the pretty privilege, which this is something that I think is, I have real questions about the veracity of the idea that pretty people are, like, given more trust. The idea is that pretty people, attractive people, are considered more trustworthy, new research finds. And to me, I've always felt like I unconsciously have a harder time trusting attractive people.
Yeah, they're not more trustworthy. They just get more chances.
Yeah, because
we all do it. One of the first things, if my daughter, again, my dad always says, 10 fingers, 10 toes. And I was like, no, attractive.
Obviously.
I need her to be attractive. My son right now, he's on a good pace. I know that he is an attractive young boy. He's a good-looking kid. I'm hoping for the same for my daughter because they will get more breaks and benefits of the doubt in life. But trusting?
See,
no.
That's the thing. They talk about, they say.
I always think a pretty person, you have better options. You have options all the time.
Yeah.
So even if you agree to something with me, you could sit there. You could turn around and get a better offer.
As they talk about in this article from SciPost, which references this research, it says that in the job market, obviously, there's been research, and this makes sense, that shows attractive individuals benefit from a beauty bonus. Sometimes you'll get a higher salary. Sometimes you'll get preferential treatment, like unconsciously. Like, those sort of things always exist. But what this research shows is that individuals perceived as beautiful are also more likely to benefit from people's trust. And for me...
Oh, yeah, they got a good smile. I trust them.
I always look at it as, like, not even just they have options. Like, if you're in a relationship with somebody or there's something else. To me, it's you have to guard against the pretty girl batting her eyelashes, flipping her hair to make you do something that you don't want to do. And so I feel like I'm naturally more skeptical of a pretty person. When they're talking to me, I'm like, no, how do I know that I'm not just falling for, like, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Like, you're trying to Jedi mind trick me with your eyes or whatever. And so, to me, I actually think I have less trust in pretty people, personally.
I agree. 877-881-1053, Franklin LaFranco, injury attorney, text line.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you want a former assassin wannabe or reservation selling?
So this is history versus dinner. I always love the dinner topics, but you're a history buff. This is Reagan?
I am a history buff. Yes, this is Reagan. So John Hinckley is the guy who went to jail for shooting the former president, John Hinckley Jr. He attempted to kill President Reagan back in 1981. Well, he is out of jail, and he claims he's 68 years old now. By the way, he went to jail for like 30 years, and he comes out, and he's only in his 60s. That's how young he was.
Yeah.
He says he's, quote, a victim of cancel culture because he is now a wannabe musician and his shows keep getting canceled or postponed by the place. So I guess they figure out who he actually is. So he gets hired to do these gigs.
Don't you have to change your name? Has he not changed his name?
I would think so.
And Hinckley, like, that's such an obvious, like that's a rare last name. Come on, man.
And he keeps using the Mark McGuire, I don't want to dwell on the past, let's stay in the present.
Of course, yes.
So he keeps getting his concerts canceled.
That is, look, I mean, that sounds like literally cancel culture. Like, he is being canceled, and I'm okay with it, honestly, to be honest. But, I mean, look, I did see, because when I saw this story initially, I saw that there was a discussion. There were some people on the internet that were trying to make the argument of, like, He paid his time. The guy can't make a living now.
That's true, Choppy.
You're gonna cancel him.
I'm totally comfortable with that. I mean, if he's a good musician,
well, as I always say,
good songs, I go see him.
As I always say, I believe in second chances sometimes, but the other person can give it to you.
Yeah,
depending on what you do.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
that's fair.
I'm not gonna give it.
I don't want to
assassination attempt. Okay, like, you know.
I don't want to prevent you from getting an opportunity, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Yeah, DUI. Okay. Marijuana possession. Okay. A little cocaine. Assassination.
Assassination. we gotta draw a line.
I like how you just throw that. A little cocaine.
I had to draw a little bit of line. Well, we were just talking to Chicoline earlier.
Whoa.
All right. Now let's make the reservations.
Okay.
Junk drawer right here, commercial free. And then we're going to get to Cowboys Day 2 picks coming up in 10 minutes.
How would you like an extra 70 or 80 grand in the bank?
Yeah.
I'd love it.
Sure.
People are making $70,000, $80,000 a year by making reservations at restaurants and then selling them. Reservations, they're doing this mainly in New York City.
Oh.
But people from all across the world, they're like college kids. All they do is they go online or they call up restaurants and they just make reservation after reservation after reservation at very, and they have different email addresses, different phone numbers at hard to get places.
Oh.
And then they wind up turning around and selling them. There's a sophomore at Brown University who studies computer science and applied math, regularly uses fake phone numbers and email addresses to make reservations.
Yeah.
He calls them up and he sells them. You know, he'll make a reservation at a place that's a very hard to get spot in New York, and he turns around and he sells it for $1,000. Just the reservation. And people are willing to pay for the reservation.
This is genius.
It's genius. Do it on a holiday. Just buy reservations on Valentine's
Day.
Any Friday, Saturday.
Right now, like, you're not getting a reservation at a big time place tonight here, unless it's like 9:15 or 6.
Right.
What about like the exclusivity of like a place like Nobu? Well, like when you made that reservation in Nobu and you had to like call the hotline and like time it out, like you were trying to win a contest and be like the 96th caller or something for concert tickets.
Nobu Malibu, not Nobu Dallas. Love you, Vicky.
How did you?
And Nobu Dallas is actually better than Nobu Malibu.
Is it really?
My meal was.
The Nobu Malibu, though, like with all the rules they had in place, wouldn't they have, isn't there something in place that would prevent you from being able to just have a reservation and sell it off somehow? Like, wouldn't there be like, nope, you got to have the actual name that's in there. And if it's
they
not,
have it.
But I mean, like,
this guy's creating the fake. See, when you go to these reservation apps, like for tonight, it like limits you, right? Like if I make a reservation right now off one of these apps and then I go and try to look up another place, I want to get two places just in case and then we'll pick. So they'll limit you, like, with that second reservation. Nope, you already made one, so you can't double book. So this person has created, like, fake identities and different numbers and accounts, like you would Twitter handles, in order to get all the reservations. But and like, people would pay for it.
But, like, I would figure, like, and again, I don't know.
If I went to New York, that Rayo's reservation I got.
You'd probably sell it easy.
If I went to New York, though, and this was a once-in-a-lifetime thing, I was with my buddies, I would probably pay, like, an extra, well, if we got everyone together, we'd pay an extra $400, like $100 per person.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay $1,000, but $100 per person to get this once in a lifetime reservation. Smart.
Let's try it. What's the next big like reservation holiday?
I would never go with you to one of these places.
No, let's try.
I already had to dumb it down for Vegas. I had to go to that stupid Landry Locker.
You loved that place. Yeah.
I love the first one.
Yeah, that's the place.
The Italian one.
Yeah.
No, the Italian one was okay.
It was okay. But like,
I like the deal, the all you can drink, but the food, it was so. But we turned down like three high end, big time Italian places because of Bobby and because the rest of Bobby. Of the crowd. Yeah,
but this is like, you know, this is.
I don't think I was fighting for any particular place to go.
I knew you wouldn't have gone.
I was way too drunk to care.
I know you wouldn't have gone.
I wonder how this reservation thing would work here. Like, New York, like this, we've got like a kind of an uptown thing, but you know, like New York is just the dining capital type place, and you know, you're trying to you could just sell it to some Wall Street bro trying to impress a girl.
I just mean we should make a reservation for some hot restaurant around here in Dallas for like New Year's Eve today, and we should test out the theory to see how much money you can get for the reservation.
Didn't you cancel your New Year's plans last year?
I don't even remember what happened on New Year's. I don't remember yesterday hardly.
Day two. Let's get you set for what the Cowboys need. Who's going to be available next on Sean and RJ?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.